Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business podcast. We'll talk about how to start, grow, and enjoy your coaching business. Plus, we'll dig into the failures and lessons we've learned along the way. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Well, hey, welcome back. In today's episode, it's going to be a little bit of me sharing an experience with you. And let me start. How do you know you even want to listen to this experience? It's going to have to do with the power of a single thought. When you learn to be aware of your thoughts and your feelings, there is an entire conversation around, right? Like your ability to shift your thoughts, to accept your thoughts, to use your thoughts to create results. And so when you train your brain to watch for how a thought shifts your day, you begin to actually see the power of a single thought. And today's episode is an example of that. So it's easy to read a book that says that changing your thoughts changes things. But the inclination, right, the default of the mind isn't to pay attention to how one thought shifts what you do and how you feel and the results you get. The inclination, the natural lean of the brain is to watch, what else do I need to do? What did I like physically do? What did I not do? And then attribute those things you do or don't do to the result. And you have to, again, I'm going to repeat it, you have to train your brain to watch for how your thoughts are connected to what you're doing or not doing and ultimately your results. So today's episode is how I watched one thought and all the amazingness that happened. And I see this as just a game. I actually totally stumbled upon this, but as I was like watching the impact of it, I was like, oh my gosh, I should tell you guys. Because I made up this list in my phone of just some simple thoughts and I labeled it like my money-making thoughts. And whenever I found myself, I wanted to use this as like, how am I going to brainwash myself? Like in the moments when I'm thinking about who knows what, and I know it's not helpful or it's just not a good use of brain space. I had this list that I could just go and like grab a singular thought and just use it to kind of, you know, accept that my brain is going to think other things and kind of like bask in this other thought. And one of those thoughts was, I set me up for success. And this thought came from lots of things, lots of like brain drama around like, oh, I'm not doing what I said I was going to do and I'm sucking at this thing and I should be doing something else and like, oh, I didn't do that thing and like feeling powerless and feeling powerless to myself, right? And so I had this thought and it just like, it comforted me where I was in that moment with my brain. And I'm going to repeat the thought again. And that thought is, I set me up for success. And I feel very, when I think that thought, I feel very like present and grounded and calm and focused. But I also like, as I do it, right, the action of that thought, I begin to feel other emotions I really like accomplished and appreciative, right? Because I start to get the impact of what I did for me to set myself up for success. And then I get to experience it in this moment. And then I get to have this sense of like giving that to future me. And so it just creates this like rolling of good feelings that I enjoy. And so often, right, like it's easy to start from like, what do I need to get done today? And like, what needs to happen? And like, what else can I do? And this thought, what I really loved watching myself think it was how things just flowed very naturally. So when I started thinking the thought, I actually had no expectations of it. I was just like, yeah, I really like how that thought feels. I could see how that's like, I just liked it and I wanted to think it. And I wanted to focus my brain space on this idea that I set myself up for success because I wanted to like remind myself that I'm in control of myself. But what I found was that one night, I think I thought it before I went to bed. And I think I had to get up maybe to go get a glass of water. And so while I was up, I set out a couple of things that I was going to use for lunches in the morning. And when I got back to bed, I thought, oh, look at that. I just started thinking that thought, and my brain just naturally started to do things that set me up for success. I was setting myself up. Now, success is like changeable, I guess. But when I think of success, I'm just like, I'm setting myself up tomorrow for a smoother, things are already in place morning. And then it wasn't even the next day. It was a completely different day. And I looked back at that morning and I thought, oh, I see how I set myself up for success there, as I was just kind of thinking that thought first thing in the morning. And what I did, and right, like it was so fascinating because I didn't do it on purpose. I just did it because I was thinking that thought. But there's like the time where I wake my kids up, and then like there's the natural things that happen after that, which are like having them come down for breakfast, asking them what they want, making that, getting their snack ready, getting their backpacks ready, getting them at a certain time upstairs, right, so they can start getting dressed and then get their hair done and brush their teeth and get them finished dressed and out the door. And so one of the things I had done one morning is I'd made myself an omelet before I went and woke them up. And some mornings I'm a little bit like, I don't really know, like maybe I should do this or maybe I should do that. But I just felt so purposeful in it. I took a shower. I was like, yeah, I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do later, but like right now, here's what I know will set me up for success. I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to get dressed so that I'm ready before when I get back from dropping the kids off, I'm just going to be ready to dig in. And my omelet was ready. And so as soon as the kids came downstairs while I'm making their food, I just like poured it into the hot pan. I set myself up for success, not because I thought any of it through, but I know on default, it's like, it's easy to just make toast. But when I set myself up for success, my brain was like, oh, you know what? We really want to eat this omelet. We want to eat this kale. You know, the only reason this kale is going to get eaten is because we're going to sneak it into an omelet. And, you know, we like to think thoughts about all the vitamins and things that are happening because we're eating this green leafy thing. But I was setting myself up for success. I wasn't even trying. I didn't sit down and say, now I could have, right? You can, right? You can use the same thought and you can be really well planned out with it. But what I love about the thought was that I didn't have to do a bunch of planning. I didn't have to like figure out how I was going to make this thought work for me. I wasn't trying to like milk it and like, you know, get stuff out of it. I was letting the softness of it direct me. And yes, you're going to want to come in and give yourself direction and focus with decisions and choices. But then inside of that, we have these thoughts that just allow us to like do good things for ourselves and set ourselves up for success. And the power of just watching like this one thought, I got to watch all these things I did for myself. And I just started paying attention to it because I wanted to rebuild that strength of like, oh my gosh, yes, just one thought. Come on. And they were little things like I needed help with something. And so I asked a friend for coaching and I was like, oh, fascinating. This is me setting myself up for success. When I want to start, because I read books on my phone now. And so it's really, the downside is it's really easy to start another story. And I'm not talking about like self-help books where you have to like work through it and process. No, I'm talking about like stories where they pull you in and emotionally you're like, whoa, why would I do anything else with my life but read books? And so, right, like one day I was like, how am I going to set my, like I've set myself up for success. I didn't even have to question it. The next thought was, yeah, one of the ways we do that right now, Elizabeth, is we don't start another book. Myself and I were like, good idea, right? Because I already know I'm going to get emotionally pulled in. My mind is going to be so curious and so invested in these fake people's lives that I want to know what happens, that it's going to be easy for me to put my own life on hold, to be like, oh, well, we don't need to work or like do these things. We'll just sit here and read a book. And the more I learn to not judge that and just be like, okay, right? Like I'm setting myself up for success by choosing not to start a story. Right? I did other things. Like I realized, oh, I have these moments where I feel really anxious. And I created a protocol. Like here's how I still work even when I feel this way. Here's how I help myself through that. And so the point of this episode, right, is that I always want to be helping you see how your thoughts create results. And one of the simplest ways to do that is to choose a thought and watch what it creates in your life. not because you're trying to force it, not because you're like, because I was thinking about even for this podcast, I'm like, well, maybe I should tell them all the interesting questions you could ask yourself. But it's like, no, your brain will just come up with it. Like, I watch my brain and it's like, it thought big picture and it thought little picture, right? And it was never because I made it. It was never because I was like, work, like, ooh, how can we think about this for this? It's like, no, I just naturally did it. Sometimes when I was setting myself up for success, it was thinking about a bigger thing that I wanted. And it's like, oh, you know what I realized I wanted? I want to record these podcasts ahead. And I was like, oh yeah, I could see how that does set me up for success. I see how it allows me to have this brain space to think about other things. And so then it became just an overflow of that desire of me feeling like I'm focused and calm and appreciative and accomplished. But also thinking about like, oh, this is who I'm helping and this will help them. But it wasn't because I was trying to force myself with the thought. And that is the power of a single thought. It's not to say that you're only going to think that one thought always and forever, right? It's not to say that that one thought is like, it's going to work forever even. But when you choose a thought, you can then study it and say, how has this thought impacted me? How did it change how I felt? How did it change my behavior? How did it influence my behavior? How did the behavior I created from that thought influence more behavior that I wanted? And the more you watch that, the more you will train your brain to see and experience the power of your thoughts. And that's what it takes. Because my inclination, my default, and I know it's yours too, is still to get like, oh, but what's the plan? What are we going to do? What needs done? And my brain, like even making mindset a big action thing, like how can I mindset? How can I do action as a mindset and hustle that and work on that? But when you slow down and you see the power of a thought, it gives you that access to bigger belief. You see then how you're going to create with that ease. You see how all this stuff is going to flow from you and how it doesn't always have to come because you're pushing yourself and you're just like, oh, it's the currency of my dreams, and you're using pressure and drive versus like, no, you know what? I can find these thoughts and they are the access of the, they help me access the flow. And it's so possible to be in a space. And we don't idolize it as 100% of time, but it's just like, yeah, no, this is possible and I create it. And also sometimes I do things that feel hard and that I don't want to do, and they're both normal and part of it. So that's today's episode. I wanted to tell you about that thought, and I want to encourage you to maybe you use this exact thought, but maybe there's another thought that you need and you choose it and then watch the power of it in your life. Because it's magical. And if you sell this stuff, it's going to help you fall in love with what you sell so much more, which makes it easier for you to talk about and easier for you to believe in what's possible for your clients. And then you will create content that reflects that. So go and do it. Choose a thought. Watch what you create in your life. Watch how you feel. Watch how you behave differently. I actually would love to hear what thought you choose and how it impacts you. So whether you follow me on Instagram, message me over there and tell me. If you're on my mailing list, hit reply. Tell me the thought you chose. Tell me the things you saw when you did it. And if you're not in one of those two places, come to those two places. Talk to me. Let me hear from you, because this is the good stuff. This is the stuff that doesn't seem tangible and like this would be the thing that builds your business. And yet it's like when you do it, you're like, oh my gosh, so much goodness. Okay, I'll talk to you next week. Hey, who's your business coach? If you don't have one, I'd be honored to help you grow your coaching business. If your one-on-one coaching offer needs a revamp or built for the first time, I've created a 7-part mini course to help you. You'll nail down who you help, with what, do market research to make sure people actually want to buy it, decide the length of your offer, your price, and even your process to deliver on your offer. Best of all, this mini course is free. Your offer is not what makes you money in your coaching business. It's your beautiful and creative mind. Your offer, though, focuses your attention and and build your confidence selling something you know you can deliver on. Sign up for this free training at ElizabethSalazarCoaching.com. I'll see you over there.